You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Welcome to Equilibrium here on Freedom 106.5 FM. Let's bring on Miss Benjamin. Good morning to you as we continue to talk about men's health, men's mental health more specifically. And welcome. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. Always happy to be here with you at Freedom, and I'm enjoying the conversation so far.
Oh, right. Great. So today we're talking about men's mental health across a lifespan. How do the mental health challenges men face differ across various life stages, such as adolescence, young adulthood, mid-adulthood, and older age?
Men experience different stressors and different developmental tasks throughout life. So for an adolescent, he may struggle with identity, wondering his place and his purpose for life, peer pressure, you know, academic demands, and even emotional regulation. On the other hand, a young adult may face pressures related to career development. What is my role in society? Where do I fit in? What are my skills? They may also have relationship stressors because they are now making advances towards thinking about marriage, even financial independence. You know, as young men age, they are thinking about, so how do I foster my own part? How do I leave my mommy and daddy's place? And now I can become the man of my own home. For middle-aged adults, it could bring along a lot of challenges associated with marriage and fatherhood, you know, caregiving responsibilities, and also other work-related stressors. And for older men, they may encounter retirement. So what does my life look like now? Now I'm not working, I may be at home. Do I still have value? How do I show up in society? They also experience, you know, declining health, the loss of loved ones, because as you increase in age, now you have another challenge because you are losing friends and other loved ones, social isolation. And of course, the common theme in all stages is the questions on purpose. Now, these transitions can affect the emotional well-being of men, and they require different forms of support. Now, if we can identify the common challenges among men in different stages of life, we are more equipped to support and to encourage as they go along their life's journey.
And the next question coming in is, as we continue to explore mental health, what are some common signs of anxiety, depression, or emotional distress in men that family members and friends should be aware of at different ages?
Yes. So last week we spoke about this, but I want to explore it a little bit more, because while sadness and worry may be present, men often show distress in less obvious ways. So signs can include irritability. So you're wondering, why is he so upset? You know, and we see this among young men in particular, because they portray aggression. They also display anger and withdrawal from family members and friends. We can also look out for the changes in appetite, the loss of interest in activity. And, you know, there is always, you know, this topic of understanding how mental health issues can lead to increased alcohol and substance use. So in adolescents, you know, distress may appear as behavioral problems or academic decline, while older men may present with low motivation, helplessness, or even social withdrawal. Recognizing these signs early can really facilitate timely support and even intervention.
How do societal expectations and traditional views of masculinity influence men's willingness to express emotions and seek help throughout their lives?
No, many men are socialized to value independence, you know, that toughness and emotional control. And while these are very important in terms of navigating manhood, there are other traits, there are other qualities that are very helpful. So while these traits can be strengths, they may also lead to some men viewing vulnerability and seeking support as a sign of weakness, and we don't want that. Because when this happens, men may suppress their emotions, they may avoid discussing their struggles or delay accessing support. You know, it's Men's Mental Health Month, and we know that men are more likely to die of suicide than women. The statistics have shown us that over and over again. So encouraging healthy understanding of masculinity, where emotional expression, resilience, and helping, you know, men to see these qualities as strengths can really improve mental health outcomes across the lifespan.
What role do major life transitions, such as becoming a father, career changes, retirement, or bereavement, play in men's mental health and well-being?
Well, life transitions, it often brings both opportunities and stress. And I'm sure that the men who are listening here today can really say that. Because even as we look at fatherhood, you know, there's an increased sense of purpose. But also, on the other hand, it introduces new responsibilities and pressures. Job loss, career changes, and even financial strain can affect self-esteem and identity, especially when men strongly associate their worth with providing only. You know, retirement may result in a loss of structure, of social connection, and even in bereavement, this can lead to profound grief and even loneliness. So healthy coping strategies, strong relationships, and supportive communities can really help men to navigate these transitions successfully.
And finally, before we close off for today, what practical steps can men, families, communities, and faith organizations take to support positive mental health and encourage help seeking across the lifespan?
The thing is, we need to understand that promoting men's mental health requires a collective effort. Men can start by prioritizing their self-care, maintaining meaningful relationships, as we spoke about before, developing healthy coping, and seeking professional support when needed. For families, we can foster open communication and create environments where emotions are accepted rather than dismissed. Community and workplaces, we can reduce the stigma and provide access to mental health resources. And we at Equilibrium, we celebrated Father's Day yesterday, and we are so thankful for the role that fathers play in our community. And one of the things that we would have done is introduced our book, Call to Be Dad. It's a guide to father's confidence. And, you know, the book is available in Trinidad paper-based bookshop at USC, the University of the Southern Caribbean, the bookstore there. And even in Tobago, we have the book at Books and Office Supplies and Educators Bookstore. So at Equilibrium, we are open to assisting men as they navigate the struggles that they experience on a daily basis. And if they want to reach out to us, you can contact us by calling 376-3760. That's 376-3760. 0. So I want to encourage all men, all fathers, to understand that your mental health is important and there are resources that are available to you. So we thank you for your role. We thank you for all that you have done in your family life, in your communities, in our country, and we encourage you to continue doing your best.
Ms. Benjamin, thank you so much for joining us today in another edition of Equilibrium, and we'll see you next week.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.